This is an audio article created by the Maritime Archaeology Trust, who are based in Southampton. It has been created as part of the Forgotten Wrecks of the First World War project and been made possible thanks to funding from the Heritage Lottery Fund. This article has been recorded with the kind support of the Southampton Area Talking Echo at their studio in Mount Pleasant Road, Southampton. The Forgotten Wrecks project is being run by the Maritime Archaeology Trust. Between 2014 and 2018, the project aims to research the stories behind the 1,000 or more vessels that were wrecked off the south coast of England during the First World War. A separate 7-minute article, available via the Talking News Federation and the Maritime Archaeology Trust, provides background information about the project. This article is about SS Algerian. The SS Algerian was built in Sunderland by the Sunderland Shipbuilding Company and launched in 1896. Initially called Flintshire, she was officially classified as a steel screw schooner and measured 110 metres in length, 13 metres in breadth, and a depth in the holds of 8 metres. She was powered by a triple expansion 3-cylinder steam engine, supplied by 2 single-ended boilers. Her mast could be used to raise sail if necessary. Flintshire was built for Jenkins and Company of London, who operated her until 1907. She was sold to the Royal Mail Steam Packet Company in that year, and in 1913 she changed hands again, this time to Ellerman Lines, who renamed her Algerian. At 8:20 a.m. on the 12th of January 1916, the Algerian weighed anchor and departed the Cowes Roads. She sailed west out of the Solent on her way to Avonmouth in ballast, but was barely 2.5 miles southwest of the Needles at 10:15 a.m. when a loud explosion blew a large hole in the starboard side of the vessel. She began to take on water immediately and started to settle. All of the crew safely escaped in the 3 lifeboats, but standing by the vessel for a while, they realised that the ship wasn't sinking, and the captain and some crew reboarded her. Number 2 hold was flooded, and number 1 was filling, but the flooding had not yet caused the ship's bulkheads to collapse, and for the time being the flooding was contained. 3 Admiralty drifters and the Trinity House vessel warden, alerted by the explosion, arrived to assist, and Algerian was carefully turned and towed back past the Needles. The tug Walvish arrived to assist with the towing, and slowly the Algerian was taken up the Solent towards Cowes. At 1400 hours, it was approaching the boom defence near Cowes. At this point, Commander Harold, the senior naval officer of the Western Patrol, arrived on the Rubina and boarded the Algerian. Realising that the running tide was going to cause her to collide with the boom vessel Magda, he ordered the Algerian to drop anchor. According to the senior naval officer, the number 1 bulkhead finally gave way as the ship came to a standstill. Although the master attributed this to having let the anchor go, the Admiralty believed that this made little difference and that the bulkhead would have failed anyway, as there had been no effort to shore it up. The senior naval officer tried to secure tows to beach Algerian immediately, but the ship started to rapidly sink by the head and the crew abandoned ship. Algerian sank bow first until her hull touched the bottom. She then heeled over to port and went down on her side in less than 2 minutes. Although the senior naval officer later recommended sending a diver to ascertain the cause of the explosion, the loss of HMT Albion 2 to a mine near the Needles the following day may have satisfied the Admiralty that a mine was the cause. There is no record of a diver visiting the wreck, and save the placing of a wreck buoy over the site, it lay undisturbed until the war finished. In October 1920, the site was dispersed by Trinity House, who cleared the site to a depth of 50 feet. The wreck marker buoy was removed, but in October 1925, Trinity House claimed to have further dispersed the wreck to a safe depth of 48 feet, suggesting that the 1920s dispersal was not as efficient as believed. According to more recent diving reports, the Algerian still stands 7 metres high on the seabed. At least one boiler can be identified, but the thin hull plates are fragile and easily distorted. Considerable amounts of rubbish are understood to gather at the site. It is almost certain that the Algerians struck one of four mines laid by the German U-boat SMUC-5. The U-boat had actually lain its deadly cargo in late October 1915, and the mines had remarkably remained undisturbed until the Algerian ran into one. The following day, the Admiralty sent a number of auxiliary patrol vessels into the area to sweep for mines. During the sweep, the trawler Albion 2 fouled a mine and sank shortly after. This article was written and researched by Stephen Fisher, Forgotten Wrecks Research Officer. You've been listening to one of a series of audio articles created by the Maritime Archaeology Trust as part of their Heritage Lottery-funded Forgotten Wrecks of the First World War project. Future articles will cover more of the wrecks and sites that are being researched and investigated through the project. We'd love to get your feedback on these articles and suggestions for what you'd like to hear about in the future. And of course, if you'd like to get involved as a project volunteer, perhaps you'd like to write or record one of the future audio articles. Please contact us via the project website at Forgotten Wrecks or via telephone on 02380 237300.